Ja, nog steeds ingeskakel op KC Lunch. Dis precies so 29 minute oor 1 en lekker ononderbroke muziek wat ons daarna ook geluister het. Want die boodskap is dat jy vir my gestuur het, ek hou dit nog steeds, ons gaan ongelukkig nou net luister na die volgende mental health gedeelte van ons. Yes, it's that time of the week and day, and it's time to listen to our mental health. And now it's brought to you by Masisiwe, a movement for mental health, and SADC, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, funded by the Foundation of Professional Development. Now, today in this series, we want to show that talking about how you feel shouldn't feel scary or overwhelming. We want also you to give you a taste of what counseling would be like. Each week we will listen to a scenario between a lay counselor and one of SADC's mental health helplines as a caller. Each call will highlight the real experience people have in South Africa with their mental health, and today we'll focus on maternal mental health. So let's listen to it.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
Hi, I am Ritendo, a lay counselor from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. How can I help you today?
I just cannot cope. This baby, I just feel nothing for him. I don't think that is how I should be feeling.
I'm so sorry to hear that. You said your baby. How old is he? Is he your first child?
Yes, he is my first child. He's 3 months now.
Okay, and tell me, how have you been feeling since you gave birth?
Well, I've just been feeling so down, very sad. I know I shouldn't be feeling like this. I think maybe I should just take myself out of this situation. I wish I was not here. And sometimes I wish he was not here. You must think that I'm a terrible mom for thinking like this.
That's not what I think at all, because I know that you're not choosing to think this way. It's very scary and also very difficult to have this kind of thoughts in your mind. And I can just imagine how overwhelmed you must be feeling right now. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you have been feeling?
I have a lot of anxiety. I try and sleep, but I feel this pit in my tummy. I have been struggling with breastfeeding and worrying whether he is eating enough. He is still in his newborn clothing. I feel like I am failing him as a mom.
All right. And I can hear that you really want to care for your baby. It sounds like you haven't had a very easy journey on your breastfeeding journey. And that has caused a lot of anxiety within you as a new mom. And it also has caused and shifted how you find that you're doing as a new mom. We don't get to choose how we feel. When we are having thoughts and feelings, we end up just judging ourselves, and this also adds to the difficulties that we're experiencing. It sounds like you've been struggling with a lot of guilt, specifically attaching to your child.
I just ask myself constantly in a day, am I a good mom? I feel so guilty. How can I be a good mom if I feel like this?
And I can hear your instinct to want to take care of your child as best as you can. It can be so hard not to judge yourself for how you feel. There are a lot of expectations from society over how you should feel as a new mom. So when you don't feel like that, you can experience a lot of guilt. It helps you understand that all you can control is to notice when you're having these difficult thoughts and emotions. Then find helpful and healthy ways to react specifically to the thoughts that you're having so that you're able to cope better with them. It's also important to recognize that you still look after your baby. Even if you are feeling this way, even if it is hard, have you been finding it difficult to look after your baby?
Sometimes, but I still bath him, change him, and feed him.
And when he cries, tell me, do you pick him up to comfort him?
I do.
Okay, so you see, even though you have been struggling with these difficult thoughts and emotions, you're still doing all you can, your best, to look after your baby.
But it feels like I'm just on autopilot. I don't get any joy. And when he smiles and makes noise, I just feel numb.
Okay, and I hear you. And it can be very normal to to struggle to adjust after giving birth. When all the attention is being paid to your baby and it's no longer being paid to you anymore. Have you been finding it difficult to care for yourself? How has that been?
I can't remember the last time I took a bath.
Okay. And tell me, what about support? Do you have any support at home?
Not really. The father, he's given me some money, but he doesn't want to be involved with the child. It's just me. My mom helps sometimes on weekends.
Okay. It's very understandable that you have been struggling considering that you have had very limited support.
It is. I said to the father, money is not enough. Your baby also needs you, but he's not interested.
Okay. And it sounds to me like you're carrying a very heavy burden on your own, which can have a very negative impact on you. One of the very helpful ways to cope is to speak to someone about what is going on at the moment. So tell me, have you spoken to anyone at all?
I spoke to the sister when I took my son in for a 6-week vaccination.
Okay, perfect. And well done for that, for speaking to the sister about this. It can be very scary to share some of these difficult feelings that you've been having. But remember, that's why the sisters at the clinic and hospitals are there. And that's what we are here for as well. So thank you so much for reaching out. If you don't tell others what is going on in your mind and in your emotions, it can be very difficult for you to get the information and support that you need. So tell me, what did the sister say after you spoke to her?
She said it could be something called postnatal depression. If I don't start feeling well in a few weeks, I need to come back for help. But if I'm being honest, I'm not sure what is postnatal depression.
All right, so maybe I can help you understand it a little bit better. So while many women will feel very stressed the first few weeks of giving birth, if low mood and stress continue many, many weeks after they've given birth, it can start to impact the way that they care for themselves and their child as well. They may experience something that you called, of course, postnatal depression, like the sister said. So I want you to remember that postnatal depression is manageable, but you just need the right kind of help. And sometimes you may need medication too.
Okay, that could explain why I feel something is wrong with me. So it's not me that is bad, but I'm experiencing some kind of depression. What can I do then?
Definitely, it's not you who's bad at all. You have already taken the first step that you need to take, which is specifically reaching out for help. So this is crucial to dealing with something like postnatal depression, like the nurse suggested. You should go speak to her again at your next visit. And maybe they can also refer you to more places where you can get help.
And until then, what can I do?
And that's a good question for you to be asking. So other steps that you should be taking at the moment to seek additional support is to learn more about what postnatal depression is, so that at least you are able to understand what you're feeling and how these feelings came about. And then we can help you to get to a point of coping from there. So you can get additional support from counselors as well as support groups for new moms.
Oh, so there are other mothers that feel this way? The way I'm feeling, and I can meet them in these groups?
Yes.
Really?
Definitely, exactly. So remember, you're not alone. There are a lot of new mamas who are also experiencing what you're experiencing. And what is nice about a support group is it provides you with the safe space to express your feelings and to maybe also receive guidance and coping strategies based on people who are also in the same situation as you are on your own. So it's very important for you to have extra hands and extra help here and there. Would you like me to provide you with more information on support groups in your area?
Yes, I would like that.
All right, perfect. I also want to leave you with maybe some tools to help you at the moment whenever you're feeling overwhelmed. When this happens again, it's most helpful to focus on the basic things that make you specifically feel like you're being a good mom. When you find yourself thinking you're a bad mom or expecting a little bit too much of yourself, remember to shift your attention back to the basics. Because just because we think something doesn't really make it true. And we need to maybe make a list, just a list of things to counteract specifically some of the negative thoughts that you've been having. Would you like to do this with me?
You mean like a list of things that I'm doing well?
Yes, that's the one. Like a good enough mom list. We can call it that. You've already told me a few things that you could add to the list. And one of the things that I can pick up right now is you change him, you bathe him, and you also comfort him whenever he cries. Maybe can you think of anything else that we can add to the list?
Well, I hum to him when he's crying, and I do read to him some of the books that my mom read to me when I was a child.
That's perfect. You can do some of those things too. And it's important to remember that that would also help you attach a little bit differently to your baby, because you mentioned that's one of the things that you struggle with. And also, when you give birth, everything becomes more about the baby. And sometimes this removes attention from ourselves. So we need to refuel so that at least we can find the energy again to be there for our newborns. What were some of the things that you enjoyed doing as a new mom before you even became a mom? What are some of the things that you personally enjoyed?
I used to sing in the church choir.
Okay, singing. That's a beautiful way to also express yourself. So maybe you can also find moments to sing to your baby, because this is something that you enjoy and you can also bring your baby into that. And I know you mentioned a little bit earlier that your mom is able to assist during weekends. Could you maybe ask your mom if she can watch the baby for maybe just an hour so that you can go to practice at your choir?
I think I could try that. There's rehearsals on Saturday and that is when my mom is off. So yeah, I can try that.
That sounds like a wonderful way for you to spend time reconnecting with yourself. Now we've just started to create a plan. So maybe you can also continue to think of more ways to take care of yourself and your mental health while I get some numbers for you to receive a little bit more support from. But I want to thank you for reaching out. By showing up for yourself, you're also showing up for your child. And that is what makes you an incredible mother to your son. What you just heard was a call between a counselor and someone calling in who was struggling with what could be postnatal depression. I am Rutendo, a lay counselor on the Mental Health Helpline at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. I help give you hope and link you to places where you can get help. Postnatal depression, also known as postpartum depression, is a type of depression that some people experience after having a baby. It's normal to feel anxious and overwhelmed after the birth of your child. Postnatal depression lasts longer and is more severe. It can also happen to anyone, regardless of whether it's their first baby or not. Symptoms may include feeling sad, anxious, or overwhelmed most of the time, having trouble sleeping, even when the baby is sleeping, losing interest in things that you used to enjoy, feeling guilty or worthless, and having difficulties bonding with your baby. In severe cases, it can include feelings of the urge to harm your baby. But with the right help, it is treatable. Treatment for postnatal depression can include counseling and or medication. In the call you heard, how I suggested speaking to a healthcare worker and joining a support group for new mothers. We also worked on the ways to challenge the negative thoughts she's experiencing. And then together we worked on creating a plan for self-care. These tools are helpful for all mothers when they are feeling overwhelmed. Postnatal depression is not your fault. And the first step is reaching out for help. And there is help out there. Talk to someone. A healthcare practitioner, your nurse, a counselor, or call a mental health helpline.
So now you know, listeners, hopefully you understand better what to do if you are struggling with your mental health as a mom and where to get help and support.
This is Casey 107.7.
Ja, dit was ons weeklikse onderhoud, wat ons ook luister na wat gevoer word, dan ook die SADC Mental Health en hoe ons daardoor ook gehelp kan word. So ja, die nommer het ons dan ook gegee en gaan weer sy SADC se nommer vir jou gee. Dus die helplijn is 0800-456-789.
Sound that sets you free.